It's Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is San Nicola in Carcere, St. Nicholas in prison. I have a personal connection to today's station. As a seminarian, I was assigned here for Sunday duties, and then I took over the direction of a Gregorian chant schola entirely of women. Later, I was ordained a deacon in this church by the late and truly great Cardinal Paul Augustin Meyer, former Benedictine abbot of Metten, and then first president of Sant'Anselmo, and then secretary for the Congregation for Religious, and then the first president of the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments, and the first president of the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, where I met him and worked with him. That commission has now been absorbed into the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Cardinal Meyer was the holiest man I've ever met. I'm confident in his holy death, but please, say a prayer for him. St. Nicholas in Prison, the church, is named after St. Nicholas, who was imprisoned during the persecutions of Diocletian. Nicholas was especially venerated by the Greek population of this section of the city in ancient times. The name Nicholas, however, seems not to have been applied to this church until the medieval period. The tag "in prison" perhaps refers to the fact that there was a prison nearby from at least the 8th century. The basilica is built into the remains of three Roman temples, which once stood on the edge of the Forum Holitorium, the vegetable market of the ancient city. Once upon a time it had beautiful frescoes, but along came Cardinal Roderigo Borgia, who whitewashed the place. He was later elected as the infamous Pope Alexander VI. In a side chapel is an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, decorated with some of the first gold brought from the New World, the Americas. On the 12th of every month, a Mass is celebrated here in her honor. The titular cardinal here is Zenon Grocholeschi. From the Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh, about the Mass formulary for today's Holy Mass in the Extraordinary Form. In company with the catechumens of former centuries, we go to the Church of St. Lawrence outside the walls. Not until the early Middle Ages, when the catechumenate had long been discontinued, was the station changed to St. Nicholas in Prison. This station church, dedicated to the patron of catechumens, slants the day's liturgy. There will be another scrutiny of the catechumens. An exceptionally beautiful foremass extends a final invitation to receive baptism. For both catechumens and faithful, there is pasture, light, and water. Once more, the basic inner connection between baptism and Eucharist is put very clearly, meaning the Eucharist continues what baptism began. The former maintains and nourishes divine life, the latter brings it into existence. In both sacraments, the Church is our mother, in the one through birth, in the other through nourishment. This reflection sheds new light upon our Lenten experience. It gives a message to both catechumens and faithful, for that which baptism inaugurates should be developed by the Eucharist. The catechumens grow in the womb of their mother. The faithful receive nourishment from the Church's breast. With these thoughts in mind, we begin Holy Mass. The intro it invites, "Come, all who are thirsty, to the fountains of water. Drink with joy." The Collect in the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Fiat Domine quaesimus per gratiam tuam fructuosus nostrae devotionis affectus, quia tunc nobis proderunt suscepta iunia, si tue sint placita pietati. Let us pray. Make fruitful, we beseech you, O Lord, the zeal of our fervent devotion, for only if it pleases you shall the fasting we have undertaken be of benefit to us. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Jesus, Lord.